your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your Up North dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, July 6, 2026 edition. Just looking back at this budget process, and one of the things that the House Republicans Caucus Speaker Matt Hall was absolutely dead set against was Governor Gretchen Whitmer getting any more money towards what's called economic development. One of the reasons why they fought hard to cut back some of this spending in our state budget is her track record. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was elected back in November 2018. She took office January 1st of 2019. For the entire time that she's been governor, she's been talking about economic development. Well, here's some facts that I got from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Governor Gretchen Whitmer promised taxpayer-funded corporate subsidy deals would create 20,595 jobs for Michiganders. But here's the reality. In going through all of the grants, all of the special deals that were offered to corporations, 602 jobs were actually delivered. 19,993 jobs are still missing. This means that she only produced 2.9% of the promised jobs ever materialized. 97.1% of the jobs never showed up. And if you look at the amount of money that was spent, according to the Mackinac Public Policy Report, taxpayers in the state of Michigan paid nearly $3 million per job created. At that price, the jobs should cure cancer, solve our traffic road issues, and even maybe come and shovel your driveway in February. This is exactly why leadership matters. Michigan needs a new governor who understands business, because they actually built one. Someone who understands that real economic growth doesn't come from handing out taxpayer dollars for flashy headlines and press conferences. It comes from competence. It comes from integrity. It comes from accountability. And it comes from leaders whose priority is actually the people of Michigan. Bad leadership, like what we've experienced under Governor Gretchen Whitmer, wastes money. Good leadership creates opportunities. Michiganders deserve leaders who know the difference. $1.8 billion was the total cost, according to this Mackinac Center for Public Policy report, where only 602 jobs were actually created. Where did the money go? That's the question. Well, many speculate that the money was actually given to corporations that turned around and donated to Democrat political campaigns. Folks, this is one of the biggest money laundering schemes in the history of the state of Michigan. And it was all done under the guise of economic development. So it's one of the reasons why the Republicans cut so much of it from the budget. One of the last stories I want to get into today's show has to do with court-approved forensic examination of the Dominion voting systems. After much evaluation, they have now determined that the Dominion voting systems were designed to manipulate election outcomes, overthrow governments, and actually facilitated the overthrow of the November 3rd, 2020 election. Forensic examination concluded that Dominion voting systems rigged the 2020 Michigan presidential election and covered it up by manually deleting the results of that election. A report that just came out last week says, "We conclude that the Dominion voting system is intentionally and purposely designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud that can influence election results. The system intentionally generates an enormously high number of ballot errors. The electronic ballots are then transferred for adjudication. The initial errors lead to bulk adjudication of ballots with no oversight. It leads to errors with no one watching. No oversight, no transparency, and no audit trail." This report come out and says that based on the error rate of the Dominion system, proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that the 2020 November election was rigged. President Trump won Michigan. However, based on these errors, the numbers changed and awarded the election to Joe Biden. Now that we have fully audited the entire Dominion voting system, lawsuits have now begun to fall apart. Dominion voting systems was sold, and under the new leadership, the systems are being changed. The things that cause these error rates are being removed. People can now realize that this election, 2026, even using Dominion voting machines, will be able to have a secure election this year. There's only one problem. The set of rules that the current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who's running for governor, and her Bureau of Elections Director, Jonathan Brader, have implemented. Unless these rules are challenged in court, they could still potentially manipulate the results. So we shall see where this goes. If lawsuit is filed, it will be up to a judge to decide whether or not the rules are fully used to administer this year's election. Benson, Secretary of State running for governor, has delegated much of the responsibilities of administering this election to her Bureau of Elections Director, Jonathan Brader, and her staff. One of the biggest problems you have is one of these rules. They have taken away the certification of the election from the Board of Canvassers, and they've given it to her staff and the Director of Elections. Well, there are rumors that this set of rules will be challenged in court. And one of the biggest rule sets that need to be challenged is the rule that they've come up with that the election on August 4th, the primary, all of the election data must be erased from the tabulators and the poll books. This rule, folks, directly violates not one, but two federal statutes. Help Voter Registration Act and the other federal statute, National Voter Registration Act and Help America Vote Act. Two of those together. Here is the problem. The only way these rules are stopped from being implemented is if a lawsuit is filed. Local clerks, those of you listening, city, township, and village clerks, you need to be warned, and you might even need to get some legal advice. If you follow these rules, you could potentially be prosecuted for violating those two federal statutes, National Voter Registration Act and the Help America Vote Act. You need to get legal advice from your municipal attorney. If you erase these election information, you need to know what you potentially could be charged with. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to remind you, not this Saturday, but in 3 weeks, July 25th, Ted Nugent is going to be putting on a concert at Liberty Mountain, USA. Saturday, July 25th, the gates will open at 6 o'clock. Going to be a great event. Go to their website, libertymountainusa.com. Click on event and you will see Ted Nugent, Rock Michigan Red. This is going to be a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party. All 83 county parties will benefit from it as well. This is going to be a huge, huge party. So again, 2 weeks from this Saturday, July 25th, it's going to be a party again at Liberty Mountain. If you didn't get to make it to the Mark Farner event, you need to come and see this venue. It is going to be another big party. It's going to be a blast. Vicky and I really enjoyed it. It was a great event. Mark Farner's American Band, they did a great job. Everybody that attended, just smiles on the faces, enjoyed the fireworks. It was a great event. The one thing that is happening, and I want to just address this real quick. J.D. Vance, the vice president, Marco Rubio, secretary of state, President Donald Trump, the defense of this war that's continuing with Iran, this peace deal. Well, the deadline is coming soon in August. They're claiming that this settlement process is going to happen. The biggest thing for us to watch is the price of the barrel of oil and the price of gasoline. Now, there's some places that are already showing signs of bringing the prices down. If you live in the Atlanta area, Freddy's is selling gas for $2.99 a gallon. They're doing it as a loss leader to get people to come into the store. Costco, yesterday I filled up, $3.60 a gallon. After you use your Costco credit card, 5% off, $3.79 on the pump, $3.60 if you use the card. There's ways to do it, people. You just need to shop around. I've had a couple of people contact me stating that they're going to set up some boycotts on social media. When they do, I'll let you know. they're going to boycott certain gas stations to get them to lower their prices. Nobody at this point should be charging over $4 a gallon. If they are, they're price gouging. You need to contact the Attorney General's office and see what you can do about filing a report. Get these gas prices down. Help people enjoy the summer. And again, I want to remind you, 4th of July sale is still going on over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Tony and the team over there will match up your vehicle with their inventory and take you out into the yard and show you the campers that you guys can get. Special promotions are happening through the entire month of July, all month long. Ask to see the Hideout BT120. $12,995, brand new, $129 a month. Bedroom, living room, kitchen, and bathroom. Your own little mini house for basically $4 a day. Extra guest bedroom for those family members coming up here to Northern Michigan wanting to, quote, see you for the summer. Well, there's your little mini house. Plug it in with 110 from your outdoor outlets. You're good to go. And veterans, get over there. You get a $500 gas card for your summer vacation. Pay for your gas to go on a vacation up in the UP all month long. 4th of July sale extended for the entire month of July. One last thing, text messages. I've had some people text me for Missy's private cell phone number. Take advantage of her 4th of July sale being extended this week. Just text me, Missy. My text line, 231-360-5140. Text me, Missy, and I'll send you her cell phone information. You can give her a call. You can schedule an appointment to be scanned. You can set up a consult with her. Again, the phone number for her, 269-317-0906. If you text me, Missy, I'll forward that screenshot directly to you. Lastly, if you guys know a small business that you think I should talk to advertise here on the show, give out my phone number. I'm available anytime after 12 noon, Monday through Friday, and on the weekends. So give them my number and I'll get a hold of them. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice
Thank
Radio
you
Network.
Listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith.